The Jaguars get their man in the middle. His name is Devin Lloyd, and he's out of Utah. And it's going to be like a blast from the past if he's as good as I think he is. And I'll tell you why in just a second on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for joining us here on Locked On Jaguars. I am your man, Tony Wiggins, your host of Locked On Jaguars. It's your team every day. That's what we do here on Locked On Jaguars, man. We give you a daily show, a daily podcast, especially if we don't have any glitches like we did yesterday. But thank you for joining us here on Hump Day on a Wednesday. I got a pretty good show for you because I'm going to talk about the man in the middle, the new man in the middle for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And make no mistake about it, he is definitely going to be in the middle. At least that's what I deducted from listening to head coach Doug Peterson. And, of course, I'm talking about Devin Lloyd, rookie out of Utah, who was chosen in the first round of this year's draft. I got to let you know, this Mother's Day, give mom something she'll treasure forever with fine jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off of $500. Use the promo code Locked On at checkout. All right, let's get to it and talk about our new Mike linebacker, Devin Lloyd. There's a lot of discussion of where will he play, where will he play. Well, and the only reason that discussion exists is because of Chad Muma. Foye Oluwakan was signed to be the weak side linebacker here in Jacksonville. Now, the way they're going to play, or the way that I anticipate them playing, like I think I said on a previous podcast, I don't know that they're going to play the way Todd Bowles played in Tampa last year. But I do know they talked about being a base 3-4 team, but they'll have multiple fronts, meaning four and five people. And basically, that's just where they stick guys at on the outside. It sounds like in nickel, there'll probably be a 4-2-5 with a four-man front, with one of the ends, probably Trayvon Walker, going inside to a three technique. And either that or some sort of 3-3-5 variation, of course, with one of the three being Josh Allen and him sneaking down towards the line of scrimmage, but with five DBs, two corners and two safeties. They could probably get away with going to a big nickel too, where they take a safety, I'll put a linebacker out there, an extra linebacker, if they are afraid that, you know, the teams that they're going to be doing this against might try to switch it up on them and run in certain situations. So they have become very scheme multiple with the way that they address the offseason. And we don't know if it's going to work. We don't know how good they coach. We don't know if the player's going to respond. So I don't want y'all to think that this is some big sunshine and rainbow session, because it's not. But what it is it's just a relief that you understand the direction. You know, they're giving you a roadmap and saying, this is what we're going to try to do. One, that got easier because you got your quarterback last year. When you have your quarterback, whether he's played or performed the way you anticipated him doing or not, you're committing to the situation. By the way, just in case y'all want to know, I got a leather chair I'm sitting in, so if you hear a noise, that's my elbow moving, okay? That ain't me having issues. But if you have your quarterback and you're committed to him and you have confidence in him, I'm going to treat that as the same way as you actually having Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. Yeah, because in terms of, you don't get a chance to second guess yourself ahead of time when it comes to your quarterback. You think your quarterback's good, they think their quarterback's good. It's why this was such an attractive job. So without worrying about Trevor Lawrence and having to build your team up because your quarterback isn't good, it gives you a chance to team build correctly and do things in a more fundamentally sound way. And that is to just add talent and focus on how you want to play and what you want to be everywhere else. So the Jaguars obviously have told themselves and shown everyone else that they want to be a team that's versatile, big, fast, up front, with a lot of interchanging and moving parts, but with guys that could flat out make plays. And as happy as some of us are about Trayvon Walker, and he's the first pick, and he's this toy that they're going to use and move him all over the place. I'm equally as happy about the fact that they addressed the linebacker situation with both Devin Lloyd and Chad Muma. Without all the talk about whether or not, you know, why did they pick Muma, and does this mean they're going to go to some sort of 4-3 and have all three? It just means that they're very multiple, and that they probably placed a value on Chad Muma, and they were shocked that he was still there. So they took him because you can never have too many guys at that position. But in terms of the man of the hour for me today is Devin Lloyd. Devin Lloyd, in my opinion, has range, has size, has speed, has quickness to go sideline to sideline and be a real thumper and a real bumper for this football team. Devin Lloyd is actually a guy that actually makes you like all of the guys around him even better. I love the fact that they gifted Mike Caldwell with so much. And I don't know if it was Trent. I don't know if it was Peterson. I don't know who. Maybe it was a combination of everyone. But they have literally given Mike Caldwell a lot of toys on Christmas underneath that tree. And Foy Oluwakan was someone that he was familiar with because when he was initially drafted, I think he was a coach on that staff, and they had scouted him. Another big, fast, rangy, sudden thumper in the middle of that defense. And I don't think it shouldn't go unnoticed that the actual profile of this defense changed. What does it do for Jacksonville? Well, it gives Jacksonville a chance to really, really have a guy that has an opportunity to be elite at that linebacker positions. And they haven't been that in a while. If you go back through Jaguars history, there have been points in the careers or in the existence of this franchise where that's a position you never had to worry about. Early on, it was a combination of veterans. And Kevin Harder used to play there a little bit, but he was more of a Sam. But he used to slide inside. And then they had Eddie Robinson, who was the quintessential pro, who came over from Tennessee. And then after that, it was Mike Pete and Buck Darrell Smith. So it seems like the Jaguars actually didn't have to worry about that position for about a decade and a half. And then you had a little bit of a lull, and then they were able to get Paul Posluszny. And after they got Paul Posluszny, they, you know, you can factor in Telvin Smith a little bit. Even though he played the will, he was still an off-the-ball linebacker. But after that, man, it was a lot of hit and miss. And as good as Miles was as a human being, he never really lived up to his draft status or his height in terms of outside of making splash plays. And that's why they allowed Miles to just move on. But he always seemed to struggle being the captain of the defense. So finally, the Jaguars got a captain of the defense, and I think he's going to be very, very good. I'll tell you who are some of the guys I compare him to, and I'll talk to you about the importance of having a guy like him in that position moving forward for this franchise. I think it's a huge, huge deal, and I really, really want to dive into it. We're going to go over some of the linebackers, some of the guys that are the 10 best linebackers in the National Football League. And then a couple of guys that were left off the list. I got the list off of fan side, and there were a couple of guys who were left off of the list. So when I get right back to you, we're going to go through the top 10 list, and I'm going to tell you about some of the guys that I think he reminds me of. And in segment three, I'll give you what I believe his impact will be this year and how it will change the dynamic of the defense. But first, I want to tell you about BlueNile.com, the original online jeweler. To high-income adults, that means making $100,000 or more, primarily males 25 and above, looking to get engaged or gift the jewelry to visit the website and convert into Blue Nile customers is what we all want you to do, because the product is just that good. At Blue Nile, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Now, what we're trying to do is get all of you guys that are spending this money to go here and spend the money, because you're going to get a bigger bang for your buck. And it's Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day. It is fine jewelry. It is not some discounted jewelry. It is the absolute real deal. Bracelets, gold layering jewelry, jewelries that's typically given as a gift specifically Mother's Day. You can buy not only your mom, but your wife or your girlfriend, or even your daughters, Mother's Day gifts if they have children. That's right. Man, listen, whether she prefers a statement piece or an everyday subtle elegance, BlueNile.com has the jewelry option for every man. Shop high-quality classic diamond earrings, elegant tennis bracelets, or gemstone pendants and necklace. So this Mother's Day, your mom or your wife or your girlfriend will treasure it forever with fine jewelry from BlueNile.com. What you need to understand is that Locked On Sports and their listeners will get $50 off of $500. That's right. When you use the code Locked On, this is exclusive only, and it's good through Mother's Day. So make sure you lock in and use the word Locked On to get your $50 off of every $500 that you spend at BlueNile.com. Man, please take care of your mom. Take care of your girlfriend. I'm telling you, man, it is something else and something to behold. Make sure that you get the timepieces and the pieces of jewelry that last forever at BlueNile.com. And we're running it through here on a Wednesday, on hump day. There's a bonus episode out today. And there's also the Locked On NFL episode out with James Rapine, where we go through a lot of information. It should be your second and even your third listen, because we are your first listen here on Locked On Jaguars, and we are grateful for you as always. Make sure you please remember that Blue Nile is our sponsor. Make sure you remember those Mother's Day gifts for the significant ladies in your life. Who does Devin Lloyd remind me of? That's a hard one for me, but one of the names that I'll go with is a guy who played out that way in college, and it's Fred Warner. Fred Warner, if I don't know if you guys remember, but when he was in college at BYU, Fred Warner played safety, outside linebacker, was rangy in that 6'2 and a half, 6'3 range, probably about 225, 230. No one knew what position he played. But what he was he was a football player, right? He starts and plays mostly at middle linebacker, but I think last year they used him a little bit of off the ball role, when they had, other guys who could play in the middle. Sometimes you can get confused because it looks like he's a Mike. I remember with Derek Brooks and Shelton Quarles back in the day with Tampa. Depends what side of the formation the tight end lines up on. Those guys are shift a little bit, and they wouldn't necessarily switch formations. And so sometimes the Mike and the Will sort of look alike. You can always tell where the Sam, because the Sam is going to be the guy that's pretty much going to play a little closer to the line of scrimmage. He's going to play a little bit outside, and he's going to be focused on that tight end. But the positions and the way that they're going to line up doesn't really matter. What you need to focus on is that he can have that Fred Warner type impact because he is a side-to-side runner. And he is super instinctive, and he's big, and he's physical, and he can storm those A-gaps, and he can run plays down from the backfield. More importantly, he has 6 interceptions, so that means he has good instincts. He can backpedal. He can get out to the flat. I really do believe that what this will mean for this franchise, which is more we'll talk about in the third segment, is that that's a position now that you don't have to worry about too much longer. And you're going to have he's going to have a huge impact verbally, and from a leadership standpoint, he's going to be probably more important than Trevon Walker. Trevon Walker is just going to be a game plan wrecker and a guy that goes up the field and gets sacks and sets the edge and uses his brute strength to try to help dominate the other line of scrimmage. But linebackers and safeties and guys that are in the middle of the defense are usually and generally the guy that do all the talking pre-snap in the huddle and that have a bigger impact on the entire mood of the team. And I'm really excited about him. I'm really excited about Chad Moomer as well. So I'm going to go through some of these guys, too, that on this website I saw that I thought was pretty accurate, fan-sided. There's one guy that was left out of the top 10 that I think should be in there. And he's another guy that Lloyd reminds me of, and that is DeMario Davis in New Orleans. DeMario Davis is a very, very good player, and along with a couple of other guys that do a lot of talking and yapping on New Orleans defense. But DeMario Davis is like the backbone of that defense. But the top 10 here is Dante Hightower, who's always sort of been like a Mike slash Sam. And then you have Tremaine Edmonds, who's a bigger linebacker at like 6'5". He's very, very tall to play in the middle, but that just goes to show you there's more than one way to skin a cat, because Roquan Smith is a little bit smaller at about 6'1", and he's your typical Mike linebacker in a 3-4. You get down, you got Blake Martinez, formerly of Green Bay, but he plays for the Giants, had a very, very good year last year. Deion Jones. Now, I know some some Atlanta Falcons fans that complain about Deion a little bit and say that he leaves a lot to be desired in certain aspects of the game, but yet and still, he's still considered. Here's what's interesting. Number four and number five play for the same team. It's Lavonte David and Devin White. Devin White's four, Lavonte David's five. And this is exactly what I'm talking about when you wonder who is going to be considered the Mike linebacker. I think in their defense, both are considered insides. One guy might be middle, one guy might be weak side. But they're both manning in the middle. And when the ball snaps, they look like the Temptations. They're moving at the same beat, man. They're going the same ways. They're triggering and doing the same things. And I think this is what you're going to see in Jacksonville with Mike Caldwell, who was a position coach down at Tampa. One good thing about this, those are talented players, of course, but also with those talented players, at least those talented players were able to be coached up by your new defensive coordinator. Eric Kendricks comes in at number three on this list. Fred Warner, the guy that I said that Devin Lowe reminds me of, comes in at number two. And Bobby Wagner, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks, I think he's a future Hall of Famer. Bobby Wagner is number one. He now plays for the Los Angeles Rams. All right, so I'm going to tell you what the overall impact of Devin Lloyd could be for this team next year and moving forward, and what it provides the Jaguars to be able to do. And one of the things that I believe is going to enable them to do that really, really helps your defense statistically, and it really also helps your team with their scheme and makes other players better. I'll address all of those things here on a Wednesday on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you guys about my favorite protein bar. And you all know, if I put my hand up to my ear, you all should be screaming Built Bar, because the best thing about Built Bar is they're healthy and delicious. And that's a heck of a combination. No more sacrificing delicious food for health. When Built Bar is consumed, you can have both, and it's easy, and all you have to do is go to built.com and order right now. All Built Bars and Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means that with Built Bar, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. And you won't get all of that waxy, chalky stuff all over your hands, because Built Bar is 100% chocolate. And that stuff, I don't know about you, but every time I get chocolate on my hands, I gotta lick it off, right? There you go. 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 net carbs, and 17 powerful grams of protein is what most of the Built Bars and Puffs contain. Now, here's what you got to do. Go to built.com to get all your favorites: banana cream pie, raspberry, double chocolate, and so many more. They're all delicious, and new flavors are coming out all the time. Here's what the offer is. If you use the promo code LOCK15, you're going to get 15% off at built.com. That's LOCK15 for 15% off of your order at built.com. Make sure you slide on over on Twitter to @bar_built and find out the latest news. The best tasting protein bar in the world, and that is Built Bar. All right, rolling along here on a Wednesday on a hump day. One of the things that, besides going back to back in the day when it seemed like you didn't have to worry about Mike linebacker, you didn't have to worry about a signal caller, you didn't have to worry about a leader. One of the things that's going to happen is Devin Lloyd, especially once he gets tuned in and gets in line with the NFL game and the speed of the game, for one, but once he really understands what Mike Caldwell wants to do, he's just going to get them in the right plays and have them in the right place. No wasted timeouts, no penalties for guys trying to overcompensate for not being sound and being where they're supposed to be. His speed will allow them to get off the field on third down. They'll have more tackles for loss, I believe, because guys will trigger and know when to pursue and spill into certain holes. Just competent Mike linebacker play at its finest. We haven't had that around here for a long time. We've been trying to, replace Posluszny. That didn't work. Losing Telvin Smith, who was sort of that leader on that level right after that, also really, really did hurt the team because, you know, within a two-year period, they lost two guys that not only were they fiery, but they were very, very smart, and they had the respect of all the rest of their teammates. But just to get them in the right spot and not just sit back and just constantly react the way we've seen them react lately. Too many times for the Jaguars over the years, tackles have been made on that second level because guys weren't able to get to their spots and weren't able to get through traffic. That's why I like the new size that these guys have. Missed tackles in the flat on second and eight, resulting in first downs. It's got to stop. Missed tackles from quarterbacks scrambling has to stop. You know, there are two or three of these things that can happen during the course of a game that at the end of the day, in a close game, that's the difference. You look at the teams that have the guys that I just mentioned and some other people. Like I said, DeMario Davis isn't on that list. And they always seem to have someone who's Johnny on the spot, like Baltimore. Baltimore always has guys on that second level that know how to tackle. They always have guys on that second level that know how to cover running backs. They always have guys that just don't seem to miss tackles when they come their way. Jacksonville, we haven't had that luxury. But there are a lot of teams around the league that do a very, very good job of that. And that could mean one or two possessions. So not only am I talking about the leadership, I'm talking about just those one, two, or three possessions that happen on a Sunday that really, really turn the game and make the game go one way or the other. How many times have we seen it here? How many times have we seen, like, guys trying hard but just not being in the right place? Guys trying hard but not being big or physical enough to get it done. Like they let go Quincy Williams. Quincy Williams is playing well in New York. He just didn't fit the scheme that they have here. How many times have we seen that? To have guys like that that are scheme specific, and when you change the defense, they no longer fit, so you let them go and they go somewhere else and have 100 tackles and make all of these dang on plays. Getting people with the size, speed, ratio, and dynamic that the Jaguars have, they get rid of that problem. Chad Muma and Devin Lloyd and Folu Aluwakan, they fit in any offense, anywhere, anytime. They don't sacrifice speed. They don't sacrifice anything for the fact that they're a little bit bigger. So both guys go around 235, 238. I think at some point you can see both of them at about 240 because they're both 6'3". And they won't lose anything in terms of speed, size, tackling ability, the ability to cover. But more importantly, they won't lose it here. It's been a long time since the Jaguars have had just guys who are pure football players and pure linebackers at the linebacker position. And that, for one, is something that I'm actually looking forward to. Now, when you add it to the fact that they're very long in the secondary, when you add it to their very long, big, and physical up front, it's starting to shape up to me that the Jaguars' strength early on in the year might be their defense. And if that's the case, they're going to be able to give Trevor Lawrence the ball more. They're going to be able to get off the field on third downs. They're going to be able to give the Jaguars offense more opportunities, because that's the part of the team, because of the running backs coming back from injury, because there's new wide receivers, and because Trevor's basically in his rookie year, I do think, and there's a couple of parts on the line that need to gel. I think they have the capability. I just think what has to happen is they pretty much just going to – it's going to take them a while for them to gel. It's going to take them a while for them to really get their identity. But I think the defense can start off right away and have that. And your new Mike linebacker, Devin Lloyd, the man in the middle, can be a big, big part of that success. You're a big part of my success here on Locked On Jaguars and the Locked On NFL podcast that is also done daily. It should be your second listen. You can check it out on Locked On NFL on YouTube as well as wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, we are free on all platforms. I'm Tony Wiggins. I'll be here every single day for the rest of the week. Two more shows, man. I'll try to feature some of these other picks and tell you how they're going to affect the team and give you some idea of what we need to be looking at going into training camp. You guys take care like I always ask you to do, and we'll see you next time.